For public officials and reporters, news conferences are part of the job. While they're efficient for both parties, they're frequently short on personality, much less entertainment. That's why a recent exchange between Peter Gorman and reporters stood out. It was early in one of Gorman's first news conferences in Charlotte. The new superintendent had just finished an answer. The next question was slow in coming.
Other questions? Thank you. Goodbye.
If you listen closely, you'll hear the superintendent and members of the media laughing together. It's rare, but it's indicative of the young relationship between Gorman and the news media. Besides instituting the weekly news conferences, Gorman also talks about his personal life and his family. He says his philosophy is to be as open as possible with the media.
Communication's such a big part of what we do, and we need to have that. It's a two-way street. You're doing something for your listeners, and I need access to your listeners, and therefore I choose to share more because I want people to know more about it. I think they're more likely to be involved and engaged if they know what's going on.
That style is being welcomed by everyone who has a stake in CMS. Jock Lauderer is the director of UNC Chapel Hill's Carolina Community Media Project. He studies media in small towns and suburban settings where reporters and public officials often work very close together, closer than they do in cities like Charlotte. He says Gorman's openness is good for reporters and therefore good for the public.
I'd love to be a reporter covering that beat. He doesn't seem to have that siege mentality that we see a lot of times from government, whether it be local or not. And I would welcome such a venue to work in as a reporter.
The reporters who cover CMS say the new style is a welcome change. Ann Helms is one of two reporters who cover CMS for the Charlotte Observer full-time. She says Gorman's style stands in stark contrast to that of former superintendent James Pusley.
He kind of defined his role in part as protecting educators from outside distractions, and the media was definitely viewed as a distraction in a lot of cases.
The Observer's other education reporter, Pete Smolowitz, says that mindset often made gathering basic information very difficult, and as a result, the public discourse suffered.
I don't think a lot of the CMS story got out. There are a lot of good things that are happening in that district that we weren't able to share with people. There are a lot of things that maybe could be addressed that we weren't able to shine a light on. I think the district only benefits when the reporters are able to tell the story of what's happening.
Smolowitz says things began to open up last year under interim superintendent Francis Haythcock. Gorman has now taken it to yet another level. And that will make the job of a reporter easier at a time when the public is craving information on topics like overcrowding and student performance. Again, Observer reporter Ann Helms.
There's going to be an awful lot of news for us to cover, so I'm just thrilled if we're not spending that time fighting to get basic board information or data and that type of thing, and if we can focus on really taking it to the next level.
Helms says she appreciates Gorman's willingness to work with reporters, but at the same time points out that that relationship between reporter and newsmaker must always remain professional, not personal. In other words, Gorman should not expect any preferential treatment simply because he's likable or making himself more available.
You know, it doesn't matter how accessible he is or what a nice guy he is. There are very high standards for a person who is drawing a large public salary and holding even a larger public trust, and I'll hold him to those standards. I think the other reporters will, too.
Though he says his experience with the media is limited, Gorman seems to recognize that. He admits there's been a honeymoon here early on, but the relationship, he says, is already changing.
The gloves coming off, the questions aren't as big as softballs today as they were 3 weeks ago, but that's okay. I'm not looking for this to be easy.
Jock Lauderer with UNC's Community Media Project says this honeymoon, like all others, will eventually end.
It will happen. And then what happens next, and this is very important, is, well, just like with a good marriage, you move on and you stay together.
And barring any major changes in Gorman's media philosophy, the relationship between the superintendent and local reporters should be less rocky and more effective than some in the past. At a time when CMS is likely to be making a lot of news, that's a positive for those who want to follow the district's progress, for better or worse. For WFAE News, I'm Scott Graff.